This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And right now with me, I do have Ms. Dudu Tabede from Vusi Sizwe Africa Initiative. She's joining us right now on MUT Radio. Ms. Dudu, thank you much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you very much. And thank you. We appreciate you for coming here today. So before we get too much into what is happening today, can you tell us more about the Vusi Sizwe African Initiative, Africa Initiative?
Yes. So we started this organization, Vusi Sizwe, and it's got B2M. So it's Vusi Sizwe B2M for boys to men. Oh. Africa Initiative.
Like the group Boys.
Yes, because we really wanted, yes. I mean, we are about boys. And Craig has just been here saying that fathers matter. We are here to say that boys matter.
Oh.
Yes, because there are a lot of programs for girls, and rightly so. But we do realize that, you know, boys are being left behind. And we're saying that we are all for development of girls, but alongside boys, because these are the boys that at some stage are going to be going out with these girls that are really empowered. They know who they are, strong self-esteem, very articulate as well. And we want to make sure that these people can communicate. You know, we sometimes talk about GBV, and I'm not saying that it's fatherless boys, I'm just saying that it's an issue that that we are facing. And it's so important for people. Sometimes people fight because they're losing the argument, you know. And so, you know, that's why we want to empower boys so that they can develop, so that they can have dreams, they can dream big, they can be focused, they can be inspired. Because boys become what they see, and that's why we are surrounding them with really positive energy, with people that have overcome adversity, you know, who've turned their lives around, because those people actually come to you with real life lessons. And we hope that that is going to, you know, enable the boys to say, even with me, it's possible, with the support.
Yeah, that is a strong message. So I don't know how true it is, but I read somewhere that you don't just help boys, but also single mothers. So I want to ask, how do you assist them, maybe financially or in some other way?
You know, I think we are a great example of an organization that doesn't assist our participant financially. Number one, because we are not funded.
Yes.
We were very lucky that MUT actually said, we are going to put you under our wing, and they make all sorts of facilities and services, you know, available to us. But we're just a team of volunteers, really. What we realized, so we had a session with single mothers, and it was just a few single mothers, because we wanted to really engage them and to hear what are the things that are keeping them up at night. What was supposed to be a two-hour session ended up being a six-and-a-half-hour session. And that's when we realized that, you know, I think a lot of mothers can identify with this, that when you have a child and you're not married, there is a lot of stigma around that. And you can't sometimes talk about it because you're the CEO of your own body and you put yourself in that situation.
Yes.
I think what is unfortunate is that that stigma tends to actually almost be pushed or, you know, to a child who was not even there when the two people made a decision to have a child. And when we created that really safe environment for mothers to talk, that's all that they wanted to talk about. So we've realized that mothers really need emotional support. They need someone who's going to listen to them and who's not going to judge them, so that they are able to offload. And then they can start looking at, what else do I need to do? So that, for us, is the starting point. And, you know, we're really looking forward to volunteers that can come and really support them. So we've got a pastor, but we know that we need also specialists, like your clinical psychologist, that are able to unpack, you know, the traumas that they've gone through, and are able to then so that they are able to move on with their lives, and then they are able to support their children in a resourceful environment. And when the child needs a mentor, that they are able to listen. Because, I mean, you are a guy and you know this, that there's a point where there's certain things that you think, I'm not going to tell my mother.
Well,
actually, you say, no, she won't understand. And in fact, we don't understand because we've never been men. And so when society says to us, no, you're doing a great job, you know, you can't be a mom and a dad, you can't be a mom and a dad. And I'm not saying this to say as mothers we're not doing a brilliant job. We're doing a brilliant job because we are all there is. We are the only person that is there, you know, to support this child, obviously other than the family. But a child needs a male figure to show and tell that this is how you treat a woman, this is how, you know, you treat a mother. But everyone needs someone who can speak life into their lives. You saw that young boy who is in grade 3, who is now, who's a golfer, and he is number 3 in the continent in terms of, he's a young Tiger Woods. And his dad was telling me that his mom passed away, so he had to travel with him everywhere. And so it shows what happens when a father is present, not present physically and not connecting, but when a father is present 100%. And that is what we wish for our children, the fathers to be present. Start in your own family. Look around you. In church, what can you do? In your social gatherings, what can you do? What can you do in your community? It doesn't have to be us. Everyone has a role to play to help the South Africa we all want to have.
That is amazing, and that is amazing work that you do. So you already said that you are non-funded, you are not funded, but so there is a limited of people that you can actually help. But if someone really needs help, how do they get a hold of you?
So they can, with our website, www.sivusisizwe.com. We are also on email, to say info@sivusisizwe.com. And we are connected to other organizations nationally, so we will be able to link you up wherever you are with an organization that is near you. Also, we are seeing a few men's forums. I don't know if you've got a men's forum here at the university.
I haven't seen it, but maybe
you can start
maybe
it.
I'll try.
Yes, that's your challenge.
Yes, I'll try. Thank you very much, Sis Tutu, for joining us on MUT Radio, and thank you very much for the amazing work that you do.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.